Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here we go then, Clips of the Week. And we start, as we often have over the years, with Alan Brazil on Breakfast with Ray Parler, chatting about the Suffolk singing sensation, Ed Sheeran.
Ed does live in a beautiful estate out Framingham way, out that way. So he's done fantastic for himself.
He's done really well, hasn't he?
You know, the stories are, when he first started, he was bunking on people's couches.
Is that? He was doing what, Al?
Bunking on people's couches.
Really? I think that's bunking, isn't it? I hope it's bunking.
And where's Framel?
Framel. It took us back to the old ad that Alan Hansen used to do on the station for the game.
Yeah,
it was. LMA Manager.
Yeah, it was.
That was a good game. So, I think it's me, actually.
Oh, sorry.
This is a caller to Jim White discussing Tottenham's Tanguy Ndombele.
Record signing.
Yeah.
If you can't take a game like that, no disrespect to them, but if you can't take a game like that by the scruff of the horns.
Scruff of the horns?
Scruff of the horns.
No scruff on the horns, is there? I wouldn't think.
And this is Drive, and it sounds like a few of our presenters have got a bit of a side hustle going on.
This is Drive on TalkSport with me, Darren Bent, and the former Premier League midfielder Darren Ambrose and our very own Alex Crook, and we buy any car.
That's great. Yeah. I said to Darren Bent the other day, I said, I've got one for it's on a K, you know, it's lovely, 12,000 miles. Yeah. He said, well, I'll pop round and have a look at it. Yeah,
yeah,
it's fantastic. So well, yeah, I think I hope he doesn't knock me down when I get there. I'm sure he won't. He's not that kind of lad. Here's newsreader Tom Clayton crossing to a cricket update.
England are in search of more wickets in Hobart this morning after taking a sixth. John Norman's watching live for Talk Sports. I thought he was anyway.
I think he is.
I think he just can't hear.
Yeah. Back to Alan Brazil and Ray Parler on Breakfast. And Ray launched into an anecdote.
Ron Atkinson's first game, Nottingham Forest manager. As he walked along, he walked past a home dugout and he got in a away dugout. And he looked along and he went, they're not my subs. And you had to step down into it as well. And it was really hard to get back out of it. And all the photographers were waiting at the home one, ready to snap a picture of Ron in the home dugout, and he was in the away one. Classic.
Well, Forrest, we were talking the other day about it.
Not impressed.
Alan's reaction would suggest that Ray shouldn't open with that one.
Yeah.
On the after-dinner circuit.
Absolutely.
That's right. This is boxing expert Gareth A. Davis, and sometimes you hear about a fight and you think, I just can't miss that.
After the announcements last week from Eddie Hearn, those brilliant raft of fights, you know, with the likes of John Ryder and Andy Jacobs at Ali Pally.
Wow, no. Yeah. Well, I've got to go tomorrow night. And no. You've kept that very quiet. Yeah, you're fighting Ali Pally tomorrow night.
I've studied, John. I think I've got quite a good chance in the fight, yeah.
You think you've got a chance? I mean, yeah. I think you've got to win. You've got to win, haven't you? Yeah, it's a must-win for you against John. So, but you feel like you're in good nick.
I am in very good nick.
Well, we look forward to it, Andy. But all the very best from all
Thank
of us here at Talk Sport. We'll certainly be chatting about that on Monday if you can overcome John Ryder at Ali Pally.
This is Laura Woods chatting to co-host Ali McCoist as they start another busy week.
How was your weekend in general? Was it good?
My weekend in general was great. I had a Friday evening in Swindon.
What a fantastic, what a time to be alive.
You know how to live.
It's not a phrase you hear every day, with respect to the people of Swindon. Fantastic. What a fantastic, I started Friday night in Swindon. It was on to Vegas on Saturday. Here's Adam Bridge at West Brom versus Brighton.
9 minutes played here, West Bromwich Albion 0, Brighton and Hove Albion 0. It's Albion who've started the brighter of the two sides.
That's which not one? Much help. Not much help, Adam, really, is it? Which one?
Brilliant. Andy Townsend now with Jason Cundy on Drive, chatting to a caller.
There's not many fans who go to every single game, so the money you save will probably go to your games, as it were.
Dan, right, can I, call, Dan, just before you go, Dan, Dan, I know, just you're going to United tonight. Dan!
Dan! Dan! Dan! Dan!
It was a bit, wasn't it? Dan! It's good. So, back to Alan and Ali. They're talking madness now.
From a bloke from Brazil.
Oh! Mention. Ali, what is your favourite madness track?
House of Fun.
House, that one? No.
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 House of Fun.
That would be House of Fun, Alan. Yeah. I like Ali's categoric no.
And here's Fisherman's Blues now, and it was stand-in host Tom Ayres previewing a guest.
My next guest, it's Chris Hayden, an angling journalist, works for Angling Times. One thing I'm going to grill Chris on is bait additives.
Not Frost Nixon, is it?
Don't touch that dye.
Of course not. Yeah.
Actually,
I don't think. Well, I don't think he'll be allowed to grill him on anything. I think his guest will be awaiting the outcome of Sue Gray's inquiry before having anything to say about bait additives.
It was actually very interesting.
I know you told me all. Tell us all about bait additives. What's going
what
on?
It is, it's carp fishing. It's a bit of a scandal in the world of carp fishing.
Oh yeah,
they're adding pheromones to the feed. And of course, the fish are, people, instead of catching two over an hour, they're catching 20 because
that's cheating,
carp,
isn't it?
Carp are quite lively, I believe.
That is cheating, isn't it?
It is.
Well, see, that is interesting.
It was.
I bet you feel guilty about putting the clip in there.
I do.
Here's Jamie O'Hara on the Sports Bar.
03-717-22-33-44. You're listening to the Sports Bar on TalkSport with PokerStars Nunar. New Neymar kickoff game.
Nuna, I thought he was doing an impression of an ambulance there. It's very good.
This is Clive Allen after a memorable third round weekend.
It's been an incredible weekend with the surprise results, but the FA Cup never fails to disappoint.
That's not a good thing, is it?
No, it's like me. I've never failed to disappoint.
No, you've never failed to disappoint for 20 years, Andy.
Exactly.
Very much your mission statement.
Very much.
Here's Jim Proudfoot at Spurs v Chelsea.
Mason Mount goes across to take this corner. Chelsea leading Ali McCoy by a golden earl.
I think he did well.
Yeah,
I
mean, keep that score.
A great player to keep it at 1-0 was quite good. That's why I said Chelsea really didn't get out of first gear. They didn't need to as they were playing Ali McCoy. Is it me?
No, I think it's me.
It's you.
It's bookie Dave Stevens with the latest odds.
Hobart, yeah, the final test, yeah. 9-2 England to win it. 4-9 Australia. 4-1 the draw there. No surprise. Joe Root favourite to be top goal scorer.
Yeah, that's it. Now we're taking bets on just the pre-match football. We don't bother with the cricket. It's all such a
we know what's going to happen in the
foregone
cricket
conclusion.
It's that kickabout they have before play starts. We're going to take bets on that. And here's Matt Holland, our old mate Matt Holland, with one we're calling "Other Shampoos Are Available."
Man of the match on TalkSport with Neutrogena T-Gel Therapeutic Shampoo, official partner of TalkSport's FA Cup coverage. Contains coal tar. Always read the label.
Matt, who have you gone for then?
Michael Olise, head and shoulders above everybody.
Oh, there we are. Slyly done there, Matt. Getting his favourite brand in. Beautiful. And finally, Andy.
And finally, staying with the sponsors, this is Ali McCoist on Breakfast.
It's just coming up 8:05. We're joined, or we're helped, or we're supported, we're sponsored by ArnoldClark.com. We're doing all of these things due to Arnold.com.
Oh, yes, Arnold.com. That's right, that's it, that's the boy. So there we are, there's the clips of the week. We should thank Stuart, Daz Mapleston, Alan Jenkins, Roger Clifford, Carl Watson, Roger in Durham, Wollaston Village FC. No, I'm not doing that one, that's made up. Jenny, Jenny Barsby sent us one. Thank
that's
you,
good.
Jenny, for that. Yeah, Jules in Holland. Oh, grow up.
It's Mike Crack in there.
Terence, Ian, Mark and Jeff Tat. So just put your real names on it to save a lot of trouble. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it in to us, talksport.com/HNJ. Text it to 81089. Tweet it to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. As always, we need a day and a time when you heard it go out so we can listen back. And if it's played, you'll get a credit.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.